Well, let us hear what you have to say, Senor Christopher Columbus.
Your Majesty, I am a very experienced sailor. I know the Mediterranean well, the African coasts, the northern seas, and the nearby countries. I have been as far as Frisia, which is well beyond the land of Thule.
It is indeed clear that you are an experienced sailor, Senor Columbus. But tell us what you are proposing to do.
I want to reach India by approaching it from the west.
I say that such a thing is impossible.
If I'm given the ships, I will prove that it is possible.
This is sheer heresy.
Your Majesty, in my opinion, not a farthing should be given to this madman.
What is your advice, Lord Bishop?
In the Holy Scriptures, no mention is made of a western approach. In my opinion, your Majesty should refuse to have anything to do with such a project.
You have heard what has just been said, Senor Columbus. We are very sorry, but it is impossible to entertain any idea of granting your request.
No, 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 Senor Colombo. Whatever you may say, you will never reach India from the west.
But the western approach is one that must be taken, sir. Look at the map I have drawn.
Very pretty. Very pretty indeed, Signor Colombo. But I'm afraid it proves absolutely nothing. Nothing, that is, save that you have a very colourful imagination.
But, Signor, I assure you that my ideas are...
dangerous and stupid.
Huh?
Dangerous and stupid, I tell you. Why, 2 centuries ago, Signor Colombo, a pair of Genoese sea captains, Didicio Doria and Ugolini Vivaldi, both of them bold and experienced sailors, set out towards the west on the great ocean. They never came back. With such an example in our minds, how can we be expected to give you our confidence?
Am I to understand, Signore, that you refuse to give me your support?
You understand quite correctly, Signor Christopher Colombo.
Your Majesty, I beg you to give audience to Senor Colombo.
Speak on, Senor.
I thank you, Your Majesty. Would you look at this globe? That is what the earth we live on is like.
The earth is not round. Over 1,000 years ago, the venerable Father Lactantius, in his memorable book, The Work of God, showed beyond a shadow of doubt that the theory saying the world is round is completely absurd.
What? The earth is at the center of the universe. It is perfectly flat, like a plate, and the sun revolves around it.
St. Paul compares the sky with a tent. Extendens coelum sicut pellem. How could one pitch a tent on a sphere?
Please, let me...
All right. But look, the 2 hemispheres are divided by the Sea of Darkness, Mare Tenebrosum, and therefore it is impossible to reach India by sailing westwards. And even if you did manage to reach India by some extraordinary miracle,
you would never
be able to get back again. The roundness of the earth would prevent you from doing so, however favorable the winds might be.
My son, please allow Senor Colón to speak.
I'd like to remind you of some of the words of the great philosopher Seneca, Your Majesty. He said, "The day will come when the oceans will free us from the shackles with which they bind us. A boundless country will be opened up, new continents will be discovered, and Thule will be no longer the most distant land." I would like to be the man to discover these new continents, Your Majesty.
Do these continents really exist?
I'm sure they do, Your Majesty. While I'm on my way to India, I will discover them. I shall plant the Spanish flag on these new lands. I shall convert the heathens to Christianity, to the greater glory of Spain. If you give me the ships, Your Majesty, I will bring you back whole kingdom.
The chance is too good to lose, Your Majesty.
I would have to find ships and provide them with crews. It would be an expensive undertaking. What is your opinion, Senor Luis de Santangel?
I have every confidence in Senor Colón, Your Majesty. After all, it is possible that new lands will be discovered. Perhaps there will be gold and jewels.
I am not going to allow another state to get in before we do. I have your proposals before me, Senor Colón, and I accept the conditions you make. Would you read them out, please, Senor de Coloma?
3 ships and their crews will be handed over to Senor Colón, who will be given the rank of admiral. Senor Colón will be governor of all countries he may discover. Furthermore, he is granted the right to keep for himself 1/10 part of all pearls, precious stones, gold, silver, and spices that may be found in the new territories.
In addition, Senor Colón, I shall take your son Diego into my personal service. I hereby appoint him a royal page. His yearly salary will be 9,400 maravedis. Are you satisfied with these conditions?
They far exceed my greatest expectations. I humbly thank your majesty.
Something on the church doors.
Oh, let's go and see what it is.
This isn't much good. I can't read.
Neither can I. But there's Juanito over there. He's had a bit of education. He'll be able to read it out to us.
Hey, Juanito, what's written on this notice?
All right, I'll read it out to you. It looks
important. Now, be quiet, all of you. Quiet! Nobody can hear anything with all this noise going on.
Gotta find out. Hey, this is a royal proclamation.
Read it.
And listen. By order of His Gracious Majesty King Ferdinand V of Spain, we hereby order and command the town of Palos to hand over to the Royal Commission 3 ships, fully fitted out and provided with crews. This order is given as a punishment for the crime of disobedience and rebellion. If the royal command is not obeyed instantly, 3 ships will be seized by force, together with their captains and crews, who will be ordered to put themselves at the service of Captain Christopher Columbus. They will obey Captain Christopher Columbus without question and agree to go wherever he may decide to take them.
Does anybody know this Christopher Columbus? I've never heard of him.
Well, I've seen him. He's an Italian. He's staying at the Rabida convent.
Let's ask the priest about him.
There he is, coming out of the church.
Come on, let's ask him. Father, look, we'd like to know something about Christopher Columbus.
Yes.
Now, who is he exactly?
Yes, who is he, Father? What's more important, does he know how to sail a ship?
Christopher Columbus is a remarkable sea captain, my sons. And he is the best navigator in the whole of Europe.
Oh, that may be so, Father. But if I'm to be one of his crew, I'd like to know where he's intending to sail.
Yeah.
His Majesty, may God protect him,
may God protect him,
has given him the command of these ships so that he can sail westwards.
Westwards? Oh, I don't like the sound of that at all. Westwards? That means he's sailing into the unknown.
But where does he want to go?
Onwards. Ever onwards.
That's not a Christian idea.
Do not blaspheme, my son.
People say that in the Western Ocean, the waves are higher than 50 houses piled on top of the other.
Have you ever seen these waves yourself, Pedro?
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact, but I know people who have. No boat has ever ventured out on that ocean.
It's full of monsters waiting to catch you.
Once I saw a map drawn by an Arab. In the place where the Western Ocean should have been, there was a hideous hand with great long talons waiting to grab any ship that got lost.
Yes. Oh, that's all a lot of nonsense.
I know that if we go, we'll never see Spain again.
That's true.
That's right. All I can say is that I'd rather go to prison than go with Christopher Columbus. Conchita, bring me a flagon of port wine.
Conchita, a tortilla.
Be patient, senores, I'm coming.
Here, listen. I've got some information about Christopher Columbus.
Oh, tell us, what is it?
He wants to go to India.
India? From the West?
Yes, he claims it's possible.
Hombre, he must be completely mad.
He's been looking for ships for a month now. Yeah, but it's a funny thing. There isn't a ship available. They're all either in dry dock, or chartered already, or out at sea.
There isn't a ship owner in the country ready to entrust him with one of his vessels.
It's signing your own death warrant to go with him.
Apparently he's waiting for a royal command for three ships to be commandeered together with their crews.
Juanito!
Have you heard the latest news?
No, what is it?
The Pinzon brothers are going with Columbus.
What?
No.
The Pinzon brothers going with Columbus?
Yes, they just said they put themselves under his orders this morning. But
they're magnificent sailors. Yeah. I'd go anywhere with them. Anywhere except towards the west, that is.
Yes, yeah, but that's not all. Listen to this. Senor Quintero has agreed to let Columbus have La Pinta. Martin Pinzon's going to be the captain, and his brother Francisco's going to be the mate.
Yeah, but that's only one ship. What about the other two?
Senor Nino has promised to give the Nina. Vincent Pinzon will be the captain of that. And Senor Juan de la Cosa has followed suit by offering the Santa Maria.
Santa Maria?
Caramba, the Santa Maria. That's our ship, was he?
I refuse to go.
I'll hide until they set sail.
Now, look here, you two. You needn't think you can get out of it. You'll be caught and forced to go on board if you try anything like that.
Mm, you're right, I suppose, Juanito. But what are we to do?
Put up with it, of course. In any case, the unknown isn't so terrible as all that. And there's a wonderful adventure in store for us, perhaps.
Sound. They will be heroes, and they will be laden with gold.
No, we'll never see them again. I know we won't.
Calm yourselves, my sisters. God will watch over them.
It is time for us to part, Father. The ships are ready to sail.
Go, my son. My blessing upon you.
Goodbye, Father.
Pedro! Pedro!